Hi, I'm Tammy Sorensen, and welcome to my new Ease in Prayer series, episode number 3. Today I'd like to talk briefly before I play a spontaneous, holistic, frequency-infused, Holy Spirit-inspired instrumental piece for you at the conclusion about the fact that today we are being inundated by low resonating frequencies. If we're focusing on the natural realm, we're daily dealing with the stress of work, finances, the economy, the cost of living, work relationships, family relationships, busy schedules, all of the things that fracture relationships with family, with friends. We're dealing with 24/7 negative in social media and news. And it's all such low resonating frequencies that unless we surround ourselves with higher resonating frequencies, it impacts our physical bodies horrifically. We are dealing with a lot of difficult to treat viruses, all kinds of bacterias. I know so many people dealing with really difficult diagnoses in this hour, and focusing on all of that just brings us to even lower resonating frequencies. And the only way to cause those to have to flee or to come into a different alignment, a reset, a restoration, is to focus on the things that are higher resonating frequencies. And there's been so much out there right now from so many different places calling us to come up higher. And the reason that we come up higher is when we're looking up, when we're beholding the beauty and the glory of our Heavenly Father, of our Savior, our victorious King and Lord. We're beholding the sounds and the colors and the movements and the smells that go on in the atmosphere of heaven where we are seated in Christ now, not just someday. When we take time to spend intimate listening time, not just bring our list of this is what I need, this is what I want, but instead, I want to know you, Father. I want the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the awe of the Lord to increase my ability to know you as my Heavenly Father, who's always looking at me through the finished work of the Son. So therefore, he's not judging me, condemning me, disappointed in me, angry with me. He's always there to give me his mercy, his grace, his tender, gentle, loving kindness. And in that place, when we come up higher, we can see the victory that Christ won for us. We can see all the things that we're looking at in the natural realm pulling us down from a different perspective, from an eagle's perspective. And a lot of us are in a place right now where we're getting new assignments, where we've been forerunners in the trenches praying for decades, specific to our families, specific to the nation. And now there's all kinds of people being raised up in this hour that are taking what we've prayed into and plowed into and are running with it. And they're being given platforms to rally the troops, per se, to get behind what needs to be done in this hour for a great reset in our nation. And therefore, some of the others of us are hearing that we need to come up higher and spend time because there's new assignments, there's new blueprints, there's new sounds, there's new plans. And so when we look up, when we behold the atmosphere of heaven, there's no accusations, there's no condemnation, there's no guilt, there's no shame, there's no lack, there's no disappointment, there's no hope deferred. There's nothing but love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's wisdom, there's understanding, there's counsel, there's strength, there's knowledge, and there's awe. There's worship, there's praise, there's thankfulness, there's gratefulness. There's just abundant life and blessings flowing eternally when we learn to get alone with the Holy Spirit and spend time with our Heavenly Father listening. Spend time with Jesus, Yeshua, listening and see what they would have to say. So I want to encourage everyone right now who's feeling like they're in the throes of a deep, dark wilderness and you just can't keep ahead of it. And it's pulling you down physically, it's wearing you out, it's making you fatigued and tired and unmotivated. That is the perfect time to just behold, look up, spend time with the one who sees it very differently and can help you see it very differently by resonating with all the higher resonating frequencies that Holy Spirit is connecting us with here on earth. All that which is in the heavenly places in the atmosphere where everything is good, everything is blessed. And so I want to encourage you in that today as I play a spontaneous piece to create a connection, to be a vessel, so that he can speak to you in that place and bring you comfort, bring you joy, bring you peace, bring you provision, bring you healing, whatever it is you need him to be, he already is. And he's just looking for you to see him in the place of a loving, intimate relationship instead of a list filler, because he sure can do that too, and he sure will. But he wants you to know him. And so I'm going to encourage you, come up higher, spend time, quality time, listening with the one who knows you best and has the very best plans to turn it all to your good. And he's already at work doing that. And he will help you see that. Be abundantly blessed.